This past wolf hunting season was the first in which hunters were allowed to use dogs to pursue wolves. Wolf advocates feared there'd be many illegal fights between wolves and dogs, but the DNR says it examined the skinned carcasses of 27 of the 35 wolves killed by hunters using dogs, and evaluation of any law violations was inconclusive. The DNR's Dave McFarland says on one wolf that only had a partly removed pelt, there were bite wounds from an undetermined species.
They were minor bite wounds, not anything that would lead to a fatal injury to the animal.
McFarland says a bullet wound was the cause of death for all the examined wolves. He says of the other eight wolves that were not evaluated, either only the skulls were submitted, or the DNR mistakenly put the wolves in the non-dog chase group, or the wolves weren't at the evaluation site, or had tags that fell off during transport. The whole process is disappointing to wolf advocate Rachel Tilseth of Wolves of Douglas County, Wisconsin.
I don't think it was thorough, and I'm not surprised at all by this report that everything's inconclusive. After all, you know, the carcasses were, you know, decomposed, and there was some gaps in between when they were registered.
Some wolf advocates promised to raise concerns about last year's wolf season report at Monday's meeting of the State Wolf Advisory Committee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.